Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
From FedEx.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me on this Memorial Day. I hope you have a safe and happy Memorial Day with your loved ones. And I hope that sometime, if you don't have someone in your immediate family, someone that you know personally, who paid the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of a grateful nation, on behalf of you and me, that you'll try to find a name. And think of that person. Say that person's name. Say a prayer for that person. Maybe light a candle for them. And just slow down. You know what? How about 15 minutes? Just take 15 minutes out of your very busy life, and inconvenience yourself long enough to do that. And if you're with a group, if you're with a gathering, you may get up the grit, get the courage to say to the group, everyone, let's stop for a minute and have a good thought for the people who gave their lives, so you and I can eat these hamburgers and hot dogs and drink this beer and in peace and safety. Let's think about those people. If you've got some names, say their names, and make sure the little ones are standing still. Make sure the little ones stand still and get them involved too. Joe Davis is with us, folks. He's director of public affairs for Veterans of Foreign Wars. Joe, I think sometimes people feel like they might be considered a little corny or whatever to do that. But you know, why wouldn't that be the thing to do?
You're spot on there, Jim. I mean, you know, people need to stop and reflect on where all their goodness comes from. I mean, you know, go back to our founding fathers. I mean, we have 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. Half of them took up arms to fight the British.
Every one of them put their lives, their assets, and their families at risk, and many of them lost all of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and go from there forward, we've had over 50 million Americans serve in our uniform. And that includes the Civil War on both sides. And of that 50 million Americans, over 1 million died in battle. You have to remember where all of our freedoms come from. I mean, because these young kids, most of them, I mean, they gave all their tomorrows just so everybody else could enjoy their day. And that's what Memorial Day is about. It's not forgetting those who gave their lives.
I've got some numbers here. In the American Revolution, 6,188 Americans died. In the War of 1812, 4,505 died. The Mexican War, which was in the mid-1800s, 4,152 died. The American Civil War, almost 500,000. Our friend Ken Davis, one of our resident historians, Joe, told us that he thought that number, the new research is showing that number may be as high as 700,000 in the Civil War. The Spanish-American War, which was at the end of the 19th century, 2,445 dead. World War I, 116,000 dead. World War II, over 400,000 dead. Korea, 54,000. Vietnam, 58,000. The First War, 293. Iraq, as we know, we've lost over 4,000. And just this weekend, Joe, I saw that we crossed the 3,000 killed in action casualty in Afghanistan. Joe, there are still people standing a post in a dangerous place on behalf of us right now.
And they are our sons and our daughters, our neighbors. I mean, they go to our churches and our schools and, you know, our little league teams. We got to take care of these kids because, you know, all wars end. All wars end. But, you know, what happens to the troops when they're no longer at the top of mind? Are they going to go back in the back again and be replaced by whatever other social programs are out there to take? You know, it's very, very important for us to take care of these troops when they take off their uniform. It all starts with a job, too. And, you know, I'm glad to be on your program here, Jim, just because all starts with a job, because that's how you deem success in this country, by basically able to earn your own.
And I'll tell you something.
These young kids are, these young kids are spot on. They're smart, they're intelligent, and they absolutely know what the words now and responsibility.
They know what discipline means. They know what order means. They know what it means to lead and to follow. They've
absolutely
done both.
And you know what,
folks, if the person interviewing for a job with you, if they're a veteran, even if they're a private, sometime in their career, they led someone, they followed someone. I mean, the military, that's one thing about the military, Joe, is you know, officers don't run the military. NCOs, non-commissioned officers, run the military.
That's a fact.
And that's coming from an officer, from a former officer.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I got my sergeants ingrained that in me for a long time.
Right.
So these people, they're leaders. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Today I'm going to be very, very fortunate to be able to mingle with basically thousands of them, because we historically, the national organization, the VFW, and other organizations, we lay wreaths at the Arlington National Cemetery, at the World War II Memorial up here in Washington, and at 1 o'clock today, the president's coming over to the Vietnam Wall. And it's the first president to do that since Ronald Reagan, and this is to kick off the 50th anniversary, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the start of the Vietnam War. And the 30th anniversary of the wall. So it's going to be very, very hot up here, hot and humid.
I'll never forget the one and only time I went to that wall, Joe, when I found the names of my friends who were on that wall. I wasn't prepared to be overwhelmed, but I was.
It has a lot of impact when you sit there and you look at 58,000 names.
Tin Till, right back with Joe Davis. Happy Memorial Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.